Hi, this is Paul Slack. It's the News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Colin Bayer. Barker, hi, doctor. How are you?
Hi, good.
Excellent. And Shauna Dukes. Hello, Shauna.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, good. So today we're going to speak about what's at the heart of a decision for patients who may need stents. And that's S-T-E-N-T-S. And the doctor is an interventional cardiologist. And Shauna, you're a patient?
Yes, I am. I came to Dr. Barker just after going through many channels and seeing several doctors and many diagnostic tests, and didn't really get the cause of my symptoms. And so I ended up with Dr. Barker.
Okay, well, and you're both on the line, so it sounds like this is good news. and we like good news. So, actually, Dr. Barker, tell us, what is a stent?
A stent is a metal scaffolding that we can put inside an artery without open surgery, usually through your wrist artery. And it's a scaffolding that stays in place permanently and provides support so that an artery that was previously blocked can remain open. Stents today also come with medications on them to prevent scar tissue from building up, as well as a coating that allows the medication to slowly dissolve over time. And the current technology, including the Synergy stent from Boston Scientific, has a dissolvable coating so that by 3 to 6 months, your stent is fully healed and you're essentially in a safe place.
Aha, okay, that's great. And why would somebody, just because their artery is clogged and at that time, instead of figuring out ways to eat better, it's just longer at that moment, it's just not working, period?
No, yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. No, just because an artery is blocked doesn't mean you have to put a stent in it. And you do, want to make sure you're living kind of a healthy, heart-healthy lifestyle, and your blood pressure is controlled, and your cholesterol is controlled, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're doing all the right things and you still have symptoms of chest pain that are interfering with your lifestyle, a stent can relieve those symptoms so that you can go about your life. Also, if you come into the hospital with a heart attack, a stent can be life-saving. So those are really the two indications or situations where a stent would be indicated. But as you pointed out, if there's just a blockage and you're actually doing fine and living a healthy life without any symptoms, you try to manage that short of a stent with healthy living and medical therapy.
Okay, so you had a heart attack, or how did you find out that you have a problem?
Well, I didn't have a heart attack. I just out of the blue, I'm very active. I work out quite a bit, and out of the blue, I had these symptoms of throat tightness, chest tightness, numbness in my left arm. They seemed very clear cut, heart related symptoms, but. Once they repeated over several weeks, they recurred over several weeks, I started seeking treatment, and a few doctors and several diagnostic tests later, I really didn't have the answer I was looking for. Nobody really told me where this was coming from or what the cause of it was, and that's how I ended up with Dr. Barker. And so I was absolutely shocked to learn that I had a 90% blockage of a major artery, and so he treated me with the stent technology, with the Synergy stent, and it opened up that artery and restored my blood flow and really got me back to my life. It got me back to all the things that I was missing that I couldn't do for several months.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, doctor. That must be great on both of your accounts. You must
absolutely
feel well. What is it about Houston? Houston has a lot of good doctors. What's going on down there?
The weather. We like the weather down here.
Let me ask you, are there some new developments that are happening in the world of stents?
Yeah. Stents have come a long way. 40 years ago, we didn't even have stents. We were putting balloons in arteries and inflating them and hoping it would stay open, but there was a 50-50 chance it would stay open. 20 years ago, we started using stents, these metal scaffolds, but they were very sort of rudimentary and basic stainless steel things that worked, but still 25% of the time didn't work. So that's why recently, you know, 10 years ago, we started putting medications on the stents, which prevented scar tissue, but then there was a risk of the stents causing inflammation and heart attacks. So the current technology, like the Synergy stent, has not only the medication on the stent to prevent the scar tissue from building up, but also has a coating that allows the medication to dissolve over time. But after a couple of months, everything as far as the coating and the medication have completely dissolved, so that what you have left behind is just a nice scaffolding keeping the artery propped open.
Wow, isn't that amazing? That's what they call R&D. Research and development. They figure out new ways to help us live longer and
That's
do
right.
better. Very impressive. And what kind of stent was that? Did you say Synergy?
Yeah, this is a Synergy stent from Boston Scientific, and you know we would direct you and others watching and patients to a website, bostonscientific.com/synergypatient. That was developed by Boston Scientific, who we're partnering with today to increase awareness about this technology and the potential benefits.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, I applaud all the pharmaceutical companies because they're working very, very hard to keep us living more healthy. And thank you both for sharing important information. Let me ask a quick question. Shauna, I ask everybody, what's good news for them? Shauna, what's good news for you?
Oh, good news. Good news is me getting my life back. I mean, I feel like I've, you know, got a new lease on life after having this procedure done.
Okay, and Dr. Barker?
Good news is having patients like Shauna come in with a problem and figure it out and have the opportunity to do something to have her feel better and live a really healthy, normal, active life.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you both for sharing this good news. And the website again was?
bostonscientific.com/synergypatient.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Care.